An estimated 4.5 million older people in the U.S. currently have Alzheimer's disease, and researchers predict that the number could nearly triple by 2050. But several promising recent developments may one day lead to new methods of diagnosing, preventing, and slowing the disease's progress. These include a new way to look inside the brains of people with the disease, as well as new methods for preventing buildup of a protein called amyloid that forms plaques scientists believe may be involved in causing Alzheimer's symptoms. Dr. Neil Buchholz of the National Institute on Aging's Neuroscience and Neuropsychology of Aging program explains.
We are moving toward earlier detection of Alzheimer's disease through the use of neuroimaging, such as positron emission tomography and magnetic resonance imaging. This and other types of research are bringing us closer to the day when we can look in the living brain, see if the characteristics of the disease are there, and then, as we develop new therapies, they hopefully will be able to change both the progression of the disease and its clinical course.
For more information, visit www.nia.nih.gov. This is Calvin Jackson of the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.